In just a few days, Washington's cherry blossoms will flutter away and get swept up. Then the city will turn seriously green for the spring. That means Public Service Recognition Week can't be far off. Joining me with what to expect this year, Margot Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. Margot, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
And I guess the coming around every year of the Public Service Recognition Week really does kind of feel like, make it feel like spring, almost summer around here.
Yes, it's a good kickoff to the spring season here. So Public Service Recognition Week, or we call it PSRW for short, is celebrated the first full week of May every year. And this year it's a little bit confusing because we start the first full week on a Sunday. So it's actually May 7th through 13th. But there are a number of different events that are going on in D.C. and all around the country to honor and recognize the contributions of public employees that are serving at all levels of government, whether it's firefighters, police officers, teachers, or other state, local, and federal employees.
Is there any chance that the big outdoor exhibit on the mall will ever return that we used to have in years past?
I think it's unlikely, just given budget constraints and the environment that we have today, and also just the fact that it's harder to get permits to be on the mall these days. But there are many other ways to be celebrating, especially thinking about ways you can do either in-person events around the country or doing things through social media. I'm happy to share a few examples if you'd be interested in hearing more about what some of the things are that are happening.
Please do.
That would be great. So first of all, while most events are taking place between May 7th and 13th, there are a number of different agencies that are doing things either before or after that particular week, which we highly encourage because we should be celebrating government employees all year, not just during PSRW. But a few things that I'll highlight that are going on. For example, the Department of Defense is going to be hosting a Spirit of Service Awards, and they're doing a concert in their courtyard in the Pentagon. So that will be a really nice event. That's going to be on May 4th, so right before Public Service Recognition Week. The Organization of Professional Employees at the Department of Agriculture is going to be doing an Unsung Heroes Awards, and that's also the week right before PSRW on May 4th. They're going to be doing a reception, and they're going to have the secretary there. So it's just always a really nice opportunity to recognize, again, those government employees for their contributions. Across the country, we always see many proclamations that are issued at the state and local levels as well. We expect that we'll see at the federal level, we'll see a bipartisan resolution recognizing Public Service Recognition Week. That's something that we've always seen in the past every year, and we anticipate that Senators Heitkamp and Lankford will take the lead again on that this year.
And what about the administrations? What have they traditionally done for Public Service Recognition Week?
That's a great point. So traditionally, I think going all the way back to President Reagan, every president has issued some type of either proclamation or a letter recognizing and thanking federal employees for their contributions. So we are hopeful that President Trump and the new administration will also issue something similar. So we're working with them, and we're hopeful that we'll have that as well. I think it's just a really important way, again, to recognize their accomplishments. And the other piece of all this is it's not just a recognition and celebration. It's about trying to educate citizens about what government does and the role the government plays in our lives. And I think often we may understand what police officers or firefighters do because we interact with them more, but we might not understand what some of the larger federal agencies do, what federal employees do. And so this is an opportunity to help share some of those stories, share some of the best practices, and hopefully replicate them across government.
We're speaking with Margot Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. I want to ask more about that public part of it. But let me ask you about what agencies can do. You mentioned a few examples of agencies doing something for their own employees. Mm-hmm. It seems like that's given the transition and some uncertainty over what's ahead. This is a good opportunity for people that are newly appointed in the political positions to establish some sort of rapport with the standing workforce.
Absolutely. I think that there's a lot that can be done. So I gave you a couple of examples of some specific things. But in the past, what we've seen, sometimes agency leaders will actually just come down to the lobby of the office building and welcome personally federal employees when they come into work that day, kicking off Public Service Recognition Week. And so just that visual thank you and just sharing that appreciation can go a long way. Email is another great way to do it. So if you're a manager or supervisor, send a note to your employees just thanking them for what they've done. Some offices will have, in a more public way, a display where they can highlight some of the top achievements from their office that year or highlight some of the impact that their work is having on the broader country and on the lives of American people. And so I think just all of these small things, you'd be surprised, but just saying thank you can go a long way in terms of just helping to improve morale.
I haven't seen the Homeland Security site very recently in the last few weeks, but for a long time, they would feature different employees and highlight what they have been doing on behalf of the public at the website. What can agencies do to reach out to the public in such a way that it doesn't come across as propaganda, but simply as thanking the people that work for them and do the job every day?
That's a terrific point. So a few things I'll mention on that. I think social media is a really great way to do that. So highlighting either through their websites or through social media, profiling or sharing stories of accomplishments, I think is a great way to do it. I think any examples that can really highlight how the work the public employees are doing or having a direct impact on citizens, making that connection is really important. One thing I'll highlight is the Partnership for Public Service. We run a Service to America Medals Gala, the SAMMYs. And we, during Public Service Recognition Week, will have a finalist breakfast on Capitol Hill where we will recognize several dozen federal employees for their contributions and really tell their unique and compelling stories about their accomplishments. So those stories, we'd encourage agencies to be using those to help amplify the message as well in their outreach.
These are the finalists that will be chosen for the winners in the fall?
Correct. So we do a gala in the fall where we will announce the winners, but we usually have between 20 and 30 finalists that we recognize in the spring. And we receive over 450 nominations. So it's a very competitive process that we go through to narrow the field. But they're really, really amazing stories.
And of course, we every year here on Federal News Radio feature all of the finalists in interviews so they can tell their own stories.
Terrific. Well, we're very pleased that you do that, and thank you for continuing. I wanted to mention one other event that's going on that folks locally can participate in, and that is there's a public service 5K that will be happening on Sunday, May 7th in Anacostia Park. And this is the fifth year that we've been doing it, and it's hosted by the Federal Employees Education and Assistance Fund. So all the proceeds are going to, you know, their work, which is really helping aid federal employees that are facing difficult financial challenges. So it's a nice way if folks locally want to get their families together, their coworkers together, create a team, they can go out and walk together or run. And then if you go to their website and take a look, there are also opportunities to do local races around the country.
Well, I went down to that race and a few years ago, and I had a great time. You also had Nationals president's figures there shaking hands with finishers.
Yes, exactly. So it's a really fun event. I've run the race a couple of times as well. So it's a really fun event, and it's a really great way to kick off PSRW.
All right. Well, with the partnership and with Federal News Radio and all these other groups, we will honor those people that serve the public. Margo Conrad is Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
We'll post a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.